The Assembly starts getting back to work this week after the summer break. It's been an angry summer, relations festering between the DUP and Sinn Féin, parading disputes, violence on the streets, the controversial Castledurg IRA commemoration, the DUP U-turn on the Mays Peace Centre, and even some speculation about Peter Robinson's future as DUP leader. Talks on parading, the past and other issues to be chaired by the former US envoy Richard Haass are coming up. But there's a major hurdle to be negotiated before those talks begin. That's Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness's first meeting since the DUP leader's letter from America shelving the Mays Centre plans. Let's listen back to some of the big political moments on the Nolan Show in the last few weeks.
Well, we very much believe that this parade has been put in place to re-traumatise victims in the Castledurg area.
Please respect our right to honour Ireland's patriot dead.
But if he voluntarily left, is it something that you have an ambition to do in your political career?
Well, I think that I would want to see, first of all, whether anybody wanted me for the post.
So you're not ruling it out?
I would want to see whether people wanted for the post.
So it was worth it, Jerry, was it?
Would I make the same decision again? Yes, I would.
Well, I think that very last comment, that he would do it all again, is incredibly dangerous.
I have been vociferous during the peace process and after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement against those so-called dissident Republicans.
If he's that good, do you think he'll stay on after the next Assembly elections?
I don't know. You need to ask him that question.
You must have asked him.
You need to ask him that question.
Have you asked him?
I don't think that I should be answering those kind of questions.
Have you discussed it?
For another individual.
When I say I was never involved in terrorism, then I mean I was never involved in terrorism.
The original UVF obviously were set up by the state and were obviously a state force.
Every November, you pin a poppy on your breast, either through your own free will or due to BBC policy, commemorating men and women of Ireland. So you have no moral authority to lecture me on the use of Ireland.
No matter how it's dressed up, it seems that at the end of the day, the nutters were right.
Did you have a stand-up riot with
him? I will not respond to anonymous tittle-tattle. All I can say to you is that we discussed the issue as he discussed it with other people. It wasn't exclusively with me, and I don't tell Peter Robinson what to do, and indeed he wouldn't take kindly if I told him what to do.
No unionist MLA or councillor, no loyalist paramilitary or loyal order spokesperson, no matter how loud they shout, will prevent me or any other Republican honouring our comrades to give their lives in the struggle for Irish freedom and equality.
A selection of some of the events that took place during the course of the summer months to see where we're at as the Assembly comes back to business. Two ministers, DUP Minister Arlene Foster and Sinn Féin Minister John O'Dowd, both with us this morning. Arlene Foster, where do you start to pick up the pieces after all that we've seen over the last number of months when you all return and get together again?
Well, good morning, Joel. I think what you will see is those of us who have been working during the summer as ministers, we continue to work during the summer, and I'm sure John has been working in his department as I have in my department, and we will continue with that work. We have a lot of big events coming up. Yes, we have the Haass talks, but we also have a major investment conference at the beginning of October. Obviously, as the economy minister, I'm very much focused on that event. To make sure that we continue with the good work that Invest Northern Ireland do for Northern Ireland, bringing jobs and investment into this part of the world. And whilst, of course, it has been a difficult summer, it's not the first difficult summer that we've had, and we will work through that and work for the betterment of Northern Ireland.
There's a lot of people that would think that, you know, while those other things are going on, the clips relating to a number of the incidents, you know, they could be seen as almost elephants in the room, and all this other stuff's going on, when in actual fact, you know, the whole thing could fall apart due to the lack of any sort of progress on the likes of parading, for instance.
Well, and I know there are some people who would like to portray what has happened over the summer as a crisis. I'm very clear that it's not a crisis. It has been a difficult summer. We can't avoid the issues that have been raised during the summer. And I certainly have been one of the people that has been most vociferous on your programme, Joel, and Stephen's programme, talking about the issues. So we will not be avoiding the issues, the elephant in the room, if you like. But we must also focus on working for the now and working for the future. And whilst I will never allow the history of Northern Ireland to be rewritten, I do also want this place to continue to grow as a place for international investment, as a place that is good to come and visit. We've seen many international visitors coming to Northern Ireland over the summer. And indeed, just yesterday, I was delighted to be at the Northern Ireland Open Golf Championship. And what a brilliant event that was. 21,000 visitors at Galgorm over 4 days of golf. So we will continue with the work that we're doing, of course, but we will not avoid the big issues. And that's what we're going to focus on in the House talks.
John O'Dowd, do you think it's a crisis?
Well, I think it's a crisis if we allow it to become a crisis. And I think the fact that we are continuing to engage with each other, that politics on a day-to-day basis continues even over the summer, despite the belief that we all went off to our summer villas somewhere, which isn't the case, that we're now entering the Assembly doors are reopening in the sense that the Assembly chamber once again reopens. We're focusing on the House talks, etc. But it will only fall apart if we let it fall apart. And I don't think anybody, any of the political leaders, are in a mainframe where they want it to fall apart. So if we continue in that focus, we will get engaging with each other on a more intense basis as we come up and through the House discussion. And we will try and work our way through this. This political process we're involved in, Joel, at times will run smoothly. At times it will face very, very difficult barriers. It's how we deal with those difficult times that prove the worth of the peace process.
But let's be honest. I mean, has the relationship or the feeling between the First and the Deputy First Minister ever been worse, John O'Dowd? I mean, we know how angry and disappointed Martin McGuinness was that he didn't even see this letter or wasn't even told that this letter was coming. I mean, let's look at the personal relationship, first of all, given how important Peter Robinson said it was in the newsletter earlier this summer. He didn't know if things could survive if it wasn't for the personal relationship between himself and Martin McGuinness.
Well, I can't speak on behalf of Martin McGuinness in relation to his personal relationship with Peter Robinson, but I do know that Martin McGuinness is a seasoned political leader, and that he will set whatever personal issues he has aside, whatever happened over the summer, and he will focus on his responsibility as a political leader, and he will engage with Peter Robson and other political leaders in that mind frame. And that's what you have to do when you're a political leader, and I have no doubt. And in terms of the personal relationship that was built up between Martin McGuinness and Ian Paisley, and indeed the personal relationship built up between Peter Robson and Martin McGuinness, that's what makes a difference from this scenario than scenarios years ago, when we weren't, where we were not able to go into a room and engage with each other, regardless of what was happening. Now, no matter how difficult it is and how tense situations may be on the streets, there's always the opportunity to go into a room, to get round the table and thrash the issues out. And that's the difference between now and in the past. And I think all the political leaders and the political parties' mindset is that let's get into that room, let's continue to sort this out, and let's work our way through the current
event. I'm hoping you can both maybe stay for an extra minute or so. We can talk specifically about Prading and the House talks and the maze, but it's coming up to 9:30.